Founder of the Yulo Arts Foundation, Camille Saunders Mosser, said this year's Growing Young SVG Artists program was held at four locations across the country to encourage and nurture the arts in children ages 5 to 12 years old. She said the program was held in two phases, with the first being an instructor training phase and the second being the summer program for children across the country.
This year marked the 25 years since we have been offering this program to the children of St. Vincent and the Grenadines. I have to say we're very proud that we've been doing this for 25 years, and we have offered it and continue to offer it in Turama, Georgetown, at the Uluwat Center in Indian Bay. This year, for the first time, we offered it in Leyu, and previously we offered it in Spring Village and Barreley, and we will continue to offer this program. And so the theme this year is Creating Beauty in SVG.
Mrs. Saunders Mosser said some of the topics covered this year included creating murals, along with other art activities aimed at enhancing the environment. She said organizers of the program have been trying to complete a mural in the Uptown Market for the past 2 years, and they expect to have this work completed this year.
Art activities included mural making and activities which enhance the environment. I have to say, since 2024, we've been trying to complete a mural which is going to be in the Uptown Market. And in 2024 and 25 and 2026, the children have been working on this mural, not on the site, but off site. And this year we hired two local artists to do the background. And hopefully in 2026, we will paste the work that the children have done onto the background, which has already been completed. So if you go into the Uptown Market, you will see the mural, but it is not complete. It does not have the work of the children there. So we're hoping to have this completed by 2026.
The founder of the Yulo Arts Foundation said the summer program also included a number of outdoor activities, such as educational field trips.
Also for field trips, there were two. The children from the Leyu area, they took a field trip to Trumaka, to the Hand to Earth project there, which is led by Ms. Vonnie Rodette. And there they were able to visit the Vita Center and craft shop, where the children had an opportunity to see how the planting of the Vivita grass is used to save soil erosion in rural communities, and also to see how this grass can be woven to make various products such as mats and various domestic items. Then the other field trip was to the botanical garden, where the children took a closer look at the parrot.
Founder of the Yulo Arts Foundation, Camille Saunders Mosser. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.